two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I was just so sickened to hear about the kidnapping of missionaries in Haiti. You imagine, you see those horrible images after the, you know, hurricane, everything that's been going on in Haiti lately, and you go over there to help. You're from a church group. And then this weekend, we find out that 16 American missionaries, including five kids kidnapped in Haiti. And Dave, you know where my mind went.
Well,
when I saw American missionaries kidnapped.
Exact same place mine went.
Okay.
Because I thought it was missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not missionaries from there. This is different missionaries from a different church, but it's absolutely horrible. But I think it opens up the conversation and the danger there is inherently of people going abroad. We sometimes take for granted how our country runs and the security and the safety that we feel here in America. That isn't necessarily the case around the world.
In one moment, we're going to have a live interview with ABC's Brad Garrett. He's waiting on the line right now. Before we get to him, I want to get a little more information. ABC News has been reporting on this all weekend long as it was unfolding in Haiti. I want to know more about that gang, the gang of kidnappers who took 16 Americans, including five children.
The Haitian government saying they suspect one of the country's most dangerous gangs, known as 400 Mawozo, is responsible for the kidnapping, but no demands have been made thus far. The same gang is believed to have kidnapped French priests and nuns in April. The group was eventually released, but it's unclear if the $1 million ransom was paid.
Mm.
Brad Garrett joins us right now, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. Brad, thank you so much for joining us. And as we hear missionaries being abducted, I immediately think that how vulnerable of a group that is going out into communities, that are going out and serving, and not necessarily with protection, or do people run around with protection?
I think it depends. I think it depends on their resources. I think it depends on their relationship with the country. I mean, any place you go outside the United States, you'd have to get some sort of authority, let's say, to have armed escorts, if you will. In some countries, you might be able to hire them there. Haiti, on a good day, is a mess. And now you add earthquakes, presidential assassination, and just roving gangs all over the place. The gang that Victor was talking about is one of the primary gangs. The estimates are since the president was assassinated in July that kidnappings have gone up 300%. Because the reality is there's no one there to effectively investigate it, and the gangs end up being the law. But again, to your point, it puts missionaries in a horrible position, and in my view, sort of forces them to look at the reality of, should we even really be going there based on the turmoil inside the country?
Brad Garrett is the ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. You often hear him on Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda talking about crime issues of the day. This one happens to be a kidnapping of 16 Americans in Haiti over the weekend. They're there as missionaries for their church. I believe it was out of Ohio, Brad, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, having formerly worked for the FBI as a spokesperson, I know you've been in the intelligence world as well. this is going to sound weird to a lot of people, and I don't mean it to sound weird, but my hope is that this is a kidnapping for ransom and not for something much more awful than that. Because often these gangs that run around in these, in these countries are looking to make money off of the kidnappings of Americans.
Right. And whether they have some sort of extremist religious bent, which I don't think this gang does. This is strictly a way to make money. But let's face it, even in places where there have been kidnappings of soldiers, of other civilians, whether it be by Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, it's all about money. And I guarantee you, I haven't heard any numbers thrown out, but I think Victor mentioned it in his piece of a possible $1 million paid to get the clergy back.
Yeah.
They were kidnapped in April, and no confirmation was paid. I'd be willing to bet that something was paid, whatever that might be, because that's just how this works.
What happens? Do we hear about this as often as it happens, or do negotiators, does the FBI, do they want to keep these things quiet to keep the publicity down? Is there more of a danger than we realize of this actually happening?
Well, I clearly, in a place like Haiti, and I could name off some other locations, they're just dangerous places to go in general. And you really have to listen to the State Department. You have to listen to the intelligence services of the particular country as to how dangerous is it, and should I go there with some sort of security apparatus around me or around the group. But the FBI has a fly team that usually goes to locations like this when Americans have either been murdered or kidnapped. What they do is, because they have no formal law enforcement authority, obviously, in Haiti, is that they work with whatever faction of the Haitian government you can in reality work with. I'd be shocked if it's the law enforcement side, because places like Haiti, and I've worked not in Haiti, but versions of Haiti in years past, is you just can't trust the law enforcement at all. So maybe there's components of the military they can work with. At some point, they may even develop their own sort of network of informants. And they may well know at this point that who kidnapped them. Now, they may not know where they are, but the question is, how do you negotiate? And typically, law enforcement, and particularly FBI, is not going to negotiate a ransom, because the U.S. government just doesn't do that.
Right.
Typically, when they're paid, it's by a private entity.
Brad Garrett, stay with us for just one more moment here. I looked up travel.state.gov, which is the State Department travel advisories. And maybe folks don't know this at home. You can actually look that up and you can search the country of choice. I searched Haiti, as Brad just indicated. It's a very dangerous place to travel. It's at a level 4. And in a big red banner says, do not travel. And that is due to kidnapping being widespread and victims regularly include U.S. citizens. And they go on to say that kidnappers use sophisticated planning or take advantage of unplanned opportunities. And even convoys have been attacked. It sounds like an extremely dangerous place for a group of missionaries, Brad, to be at this point.
I actually think it's a dangerous place for those that are armed being there. I mean, it's really just a lawless place by and large. Maybe there's pockets of Port-au-Prince that are okay or not. But once you get into the suburbs and then out into the countryside of Haiti, you could be in big trouble in no time at all. And I guarantee you the FBI is being careful how they move around, probably in convoys, probably with the military. Everybody's heavily armed. Because that's just sort of the reality of being there. And, to our earlier point about, missionaries, which, God bless them for doing what they're doing, but you also can't be naive about these things. I'm not suggesting they were, but it kind of feels that way, mm-hmm. that you would go to Haiti, considering just what you know from reading the paper
yeah.
and listening to the media, and to what you just did, go on the State Department's website and go, oh my, we shouldn't even remotely think about going there. But, you know, so from that standpoint, I do really scratch my head that you could put, we're talking really young people. One of them is like 2 years old. Mm. That it's, now sadly has been placed in harm's way.
Brad Garrett, thank you so much for joining us. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. We appreciate you joining us. And Debbie, as we talk about possible rescue attempts or negotiations, what does that mean? What kind of force would be authorized? What can you do if you're the FBI and you have your hostage rescue team? Can you sweep in into a foreign country and rescue them? But thank you so much, Brad Garrett. Heartbreaking story, but really undercuts the fear that I think a lot of Americans have when family members go out of the country and thinking, are they safe?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.